If you could outlaw one manufacturer and all of its cars, past and present, which one would it be? Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Auto Alex podcast. This is now episode 6060. What's the bingo thing for that?
Is it?
Six and zero. No. Cafe Nero.
Nice.
Thanks. Thanks. If you're watching us with your eye holes, you will notice that we are not in the caricotage. Taylor, where are we?
We are in Dell.
Dell.
And
more
we
on
are,
Dell soon.
We are parked at the base of an Alp.
At Mont Blanc.
Mont Blanc, to be precise. Yeah.
So we're on our holidays, but we are filming a very, very, very good, feel-good episode that will be coming out when?
It should be probably first week of the new year.
Oh, okay.
If we can get the editing powers on it.
Yeah. So if you remember last year, the three of us went to Paris in the Citroën BX Edith.
We did, yeah.
We kind of wanted to recreate that, but go a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And you've always wanted to see one thing, haven't you?
My dream.
Your dream.
I tried it in Scotland, but yep. I failed because there wasn't enough snow.
Yeah.
And it is to see Taylor on a set of skis.
Yeah, and we achieved that dream. God. You can die happy now, can't you?
I am a happy man at the moment.
Yeah. And you're all going to be very happy when you see the video.
Did I meet your expectations?
Yeah, you were shit. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, because I tell you what, he got on the skis and he just flew down. Yeah, it was fantastic.
I was all right at first. Yeah. And then I saw a hill and I panicked.
Yeah.
And then crashed.
And
then
you crashed. Skiing does tend to be on a hill.
You crashed into the mountain many times.
I did.
Yes.
On my arse.
Tectonic plate movement was achieved.
Yeah. And I got a cold and wet arse.
Yeah.
And I got frustrated.
Yeah.
And I got stuck.
And then you left and went to the pub.
I did. Yeah.
And Rory and I skied down. I was on a snowboard. You were on skis.
Yeah.
We had a jolly good time.
Yeah.
But the weather's shit, isn't it?
The weather is terrible. Yeah.
That was the reason that I was poor.
Oh, that was the reason. Yeah, yeah. It was so annoying because yesterday was like blue skies and it was lovely weather.
And tomorrow's going to be blue skies.
And tomorrow's blue skies and lovely weather. But the one day that we were here to ski and it was...
Yeah,
it's just like, it's like that snow where it's like half snow, half sleet.
Yeah.
And it just sticks to you.
But none of that matters because we are in the best 4x4 in the world.
We are.
And we are going to get onto that in a minute. If you thought the L322 Range Rover was good, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is the lap of luxury, and I'm going to be shouting about Dell from the rooftops for many a year to come.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be buried in this car. This is going in the middle unit. This is a storage car now.
Okay, brilliant. All right.
Along with Miles.
I tell you what, we'll allow that, but you have to sell one.
No.
What would you sell to replace with this car?
Phil. Get rid of Phil.
Okay. Well, I mean, you don't drive it, so fair enough.
Anyway, before we get into the podcast, a massive hello to Clifford Trimble, who is now also a member of the Carbon Black F11 530D Touring Club.
Oh,
yeah.
He's got good taste.
He does have good taste. We do
got
like
a... Sorry, I'm just stretching my legs out because I've got a bit of cramp on the
go. Yeah, your legs have got rigor mortis.
Yeah.
We've got Kane sweating his ass off in Brisbane. Ruben staring down at his lovely Renault Clio 182. Steve sitting on the side of a pool in Jamaica. Hector travelling through Vietnam.
Oh.
Alice trailering a Series 3 Land Rover 165 miles to Cornwall for a friend's wedding. Nathaniel in Reno, Nevada. Everyone working in car insurance who has emailed to help after we mentioned that we had a trade insurance quote of
£57,000.
Yeah. Yes, for the Auto Alex Multiverse. So I've had, or we've received, probably about 10 or 20 emails.
Really?
From people who work in insurance. And they're like, we can help you. I've messaged as many people as I can be bothered.
Okay.
And see if we can get trade insurance.
All right.
That would be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we can't continue driving illegally like this with no MOT, no tax, no insurance. Yeah.
Well, we keep nearly getting pulled over. We have to run away.
We do. We just have to go up a mountain, which is what we can do in Dell. Mm. And then the police are like, oh, these people in this fantastic motor vehicle, we cannot catch them. Let us go to lunch. Actually, let us do some stracking. And
Rory's mum, Jackie.
Hi, mum.
What's she been up to?
What has my mum been up to? She's been doing a bit of Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
What else? That's about it, really.
Yeah.
That is something.
Well, I mean, that's what you do at Christmas time, isn't it?
Yeah. That is something that I've done none of.
Really?
I feel really bad. Yeah. I'll do it all when I get back.
I did my first bit of Christmas shopping the other day.
Mm. Was it yesterday?
No, it was for Tom Lenthal's party.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we went to Tom Lenthal's party.
We did, yeah. That's what we did on the weekend.
That is what we did on the weekend, yeah. Yeah. I said to the guys before film, I was like, You know, we got like the bit where we talk about what we've been up to. It's like, what did we do? Because I just can't remember.
I'm not surprised you don't remember.
Why is that?
You got pissed enough.
I didn't get that pissed.
You got relatively
drunk.
At the end,
I got quite pissed. Yeah.
And I passed out in a chair. Yeah. Again.
And Rory just pissed off the bed.
Yeah.
You are so old. You can't keep up with us young, sexy bucks.
It's because I don't get enough sleep. Why would I not get enough sleep, Alex?
Is it because...
This is quite funny,
because you have sleep apnea and you keep on waking yourself up?
So usually, so whenever we do these trips, boring. Me and Alex are always partnered together because both of us don't snore.
Mm.
And I do. So
you really do.
Oh my God, you snore. You and Luke are the worst
snorers. You invented it. Yeah.
But yes. I'm not as bad as Luke.
I'll give you that.
But we usually have separate rooms so we can snore away from everyone else.
It's nice.
Well, you might have a third person joining your room now.
I am not sleeping with these lot because they snore. And that wakes me up.
You are just as bad.
No, I don't
believe
that.
You are just as bad.
No, that's absolute bollocks.
And we have a theory as to why that is, don't we, Rory?
Well...
Go on, theorise away.
It's because of the extra weight on his chest.
There's a similarity between me and Alex.
Were you leant over on my chest?
No.
Were you doing something filthy on my chest?
No. It's all just that extra weight.
What similarity do we have, Taylor?
We are both fat.
We are. Yeah. I'm not only fat, but I'm also old.
Yeah. Yeah, you're obviously not as fat as I am.
Also, in my defence, I am getting over the flu. Oh, shit. What's that? Wait.
Oh.
No, that's snuffling. That's right. Not snoring. That's snuffling. Well, that's a bit of a snorer, isn't it?
Wait for it.
How can you prove that's me, though? There's no video evidence. These are just recordings. Oh! Do you know what this is, Roy? This is called defamation. This is defamation. You are defaming my good character, and I will not stand for it.
Do you know, I can deal with a rhythmic snorer.
Yeah.
But an erythmic snorer.
Eurythmics?
The rhythmics, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do, and you are one of them. It was literally like, there's a bit of silence for a minute, and then suddenly he'll just be like...
So, in my defence, again, I'm getting over the flu. Also,
that is a rubbish excuse.
There is a 4-month-old baby that sleeps in our room, and I get woken up 4 or 5 times. Why has the light just gone on in Dell?
I don't know.
I get woken up like 4 or 5 times in the night.
Mm.
So my sleep is very bad. So when I actually sleep and there's no babies around, then I sleep very, very deeply.
You know, I have noticed.
And altitude.
Oh, altitude. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The vessels, the blood vessels
give
in my
over.
Nose are
so
constricted.
We went to bed at 11.
Yeah.
And Alex did not actually get out of bed and like asleep until 9 o'clock the next day.
Yeah, having a baby is tiring, man. And I don't even breastfeed.
Oh, man.
Actually, the way I'm going, I probably could.
Is Rian going to be quite jealous of your sleep over the last few days?
Probably, yeah. Okay. Sorry, Riri. My wife.
And for the first time ever, I was the first to get up, knocked on your door, and you were both still asleep because you slept through your alarms.
Well, yeah, because I didn't get any sleep during the night.
Oh, God, give it a rest. Can we move on? Can we move on?
It's quite funny.
We can move on, yeah.
We're going to do a little song. We all know the song. What have we got in here? Well, we've got a little segment in the podcast to give a shout out to our very good sponsor, Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify is the commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. And whether it's Christmas jumpers or key rings that you're selling, Shopify simplifies selling in person and online, and it covers all of your sales channels. Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. But not only that, because Shopify is also full of industry-leading tools to supercharge your growth, giving you complete control over your business and your brand without having to learn new skills in design or coding, something that I definitely couldn't do. As well as supporting you every step of the way with their award-winning help and an extensive business course library. We actually use Shopify for our day-to-day running of the Auto Alex shop, and it genuinely has revolutionized how we do e-commerce because you can connect everything to it. You can do some coding if that's what you're into, and it's super, super easy to navigate. If you want to get serious about selling online, then get Shopify today. You can sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/autoalex. That is shopify.co.uk/autoalex. Thanks, Shopify. Let's move it on to what we have been up to. And we touched upon it earlier, didn't we?
We did.
What have we been up to?
Well, we all went yes. to Tom Lenthal's Christmas party.
We did. It's a big celebration, big let your hair down, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. It was a great weekend, actually.
Really good weekend, yeah.
Yeah, Tom does this thing where it's like a, I think all companies band together.
Yeah.
And they basically book this big venue. And then it's usually themed. So this year was Alice in Wonderland sort of theme.
Yeah.
And they have like sort of dancers, acts on, and actors and everything.
It's effectively
like that.
Just an excuse to get your tax bill down, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But they did have dodgems.
We're good at dodgems. We excelled, didn't we?
I really hurt my knee doing that.
Yeah, I hurt my back because you and Tom jumped on me at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you deserve that.
Yeah, no fair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How's your knee?
My knee is all right now, but at the time, for a few days after, I think I bruised it.
Yeah.
Because when I crashed the Dodger, I smashed it into the steering. Oh, shit. Oh no, it is. It's bruised there.
Let me touch it.
I can feel it. Just
wait, let me do that again.
There.
No.
Yeah, I've got a little bruise there. I can feel it.
Okay.
But yeah, that was really good fun, wasn't it?
It was really good, yeah.
Last year was not great for me because I got so plastered.
Yeah.
That I ended up passing out in a toilet, mm-hmm. of which you had to break me out of.
I did, yeah.
And then I passed out in a chair. I threw up.
Yep.
Yeah, in the toilet, you did do luckily. That.
You passed out on a chair in the middle of the dance floor, pretty much. Yeah, it was impressive. Yeah. Really impressive.
And then I just don't remember the rest of it, to be honest. I was in quite a bad way. But this year...
You paced yourself.
I paced myself, and I ate a lot. Because last year, I went there mistakenly on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
And then drunk loads. And I got absolutely wrecked. So this year, paced myself.
Yep.
I ate mine and some other people's dinners.
Well, you ate Rianne's dinner because she couldn't make it.
Yeah, I did. Thank you, Rianne. Mm. Well, me and Rory shared it. And then we had dessert and then we sort of ate the dessert.
Yeah.
And then we hid the plate and then we asked for another dessert.
Yeah, yeah. Did it work?
And between us, we had like three of them.
Oh, amazing, amazing.
So yeah, we did that. And then, I got sort of merrily drunk.
Yeah.
And then had a really good night. Obviously, the entertainment was there. We had a little dance, little
There was
boogie.
A woman on the string stuff. Yeah.
And then very Dodgems. Impressive things. Dodgems. I did Dodgems with Meg. That was great.
Yeah.
So Dodgems, we may have got a slight bit out of control on the second time round on Dodgems.
Do you think that they slowed everything down? Because it seemed quite slow, the Dodgems.
I remember
Dodgems being faster.
I don't think they did.
So... Well, they were going so slow that we thought that we'd had to take Dodgems to the next level, which is where we basically just ended up just fighting each other
while moving. It turned into carnage.
Yeah.
It really did. Someone took a video. Someone's wife took a video and she said that she was actually like pissing herself from the side. She was like, you guys had no control over your faculties. You were animals. And I was like, that's us. Yeah,
that every does single sound year. Like us, yeah. No, that was good fun. And then we went back to the hotel.
Yeah.
And we met some guys from Bryce Norton.
Oh, really? Is that where they're from?
Yeah. And they were there, I believe they were aircraft technicians.
Yeah.
And we had a pint or two with them. And then I did my usual thing where when I drink, I get very tired.
Yeah.
So I passed out in a chair.
Yeah, you did do that.
So for the second year in a row, I've passed out in a chair. Yeah. Tom Lenthal's
I had a very party. Stressful start to the actual day.
Mm.
Not the actual day, the Saturday, but the evening. Because it got to... So we had the taxis ready for us at 6:30.
We did, yeah.
I actually arrived at the hotel at 6:24.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't dressed or anything. I ran inside, got my key card. Very, very efficient at the hotel. And then got my clothes on really quickly. I had no time to iron my shirt, so my shirt looked shit. Forgot to put a tie on. Forgot to put a belt on. And then arrived there. I was like, why did my trousers keep on slipping down? I was like, shit, I don't even have a belt.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked the man behind the bar if he had any cable ties. And he had no cable ties.
Did you really cable tie your trousers up?
No, there were no cable ties.
So, because I sent a text message in the group saying taxis are at 6:30.
Yeah.
At that point, were you like, oh, crap?
Well, a little bit. And then I was like, these people need to move out of my way because they're slowing me down. But I had a very important day because I had a bit of gym equipment that was delivered at my house.
But you don't use your gym at your house.
Yeah, no, but now I'm trying to by buying new equipment. You know what it's like? You don't do something and then you buy new shit and then you're like, oh, maybe I'll do this.
But is your gym still full of... like?
No, I've fully restored it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then because I got the gym equipment, I was like, right, before I go, I have to put it all together.
Obviously,
and actually use it a little bit. And I was like, oh, shit, it's like 5:00. And then Rianne ordered a pho, you know, the delivery thing.
Oh, yeah.
And her parents were there. And I was like, oh, you know, this is quite tasty. So then I just ate some of that. And then I was like, I really need to go. And then I did go.
So you ate at 5:00?
Yeah, I did.
Even though we were eating at 7:00?
Yeah, I did do that. I wasn't hungry at all. Food was lovely, but I wasn't hungry.
But you ate it anyway.
Oh, yeah, of course I ate it. Yeah. I'm a fatty these days. So I'm going to eat everything that's put in front of me.
You're such a liability.
Oh, no.
You're worse than I am.
Don't you dare.
You are.
Tar me with that brush.
You are.
That is nonsense. That is nonsense. Anyway, what have you been up to, Taylor?
Same as you.
Yeah.
I went to, obviously, Tom Lempfield's party.
Yeah.
I went there in my M5.
You did?
Which I really enjoyed. I love driving
M5 20D.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
What else have I been up to?
You been buying and selling more cars? What have you bought? We should just have a section of what's Taylor bought.
What has Taylor bought? Right, I've bought this week.
Yeah, go on.
A E91 330D manual touring.
Oh, okay, nice.
Which is nice, Jamie delivered to my unit just before we went away.
How much did you get for it?
I haven't actually seen it yet.
Okay, how much did you get for it?
I can't tell you that because I'm selling it.
Right, how much are you wanting for it? But
you're not buying and selling cars anymore.
Yeah, no, I am. I said that last week
and the
week before.
Okay.
Because I can't.
Next week will be different.
I can't not do it because I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah,
okay.
But yeah, I bought that to sell it.
Very nice.
I haven't actually seen it or driven it or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's just been collected from Leeds and delivered to my old unit where I still store some cars.
Okay.
And it's sat there. So when I get back, I'm actually going to drive it, which I'm quite excited
about. Okay,
yeah,
nice.
And I'm going to clean it and put it out for sale.
Yeah.
And I've also bought, I don't really know what I'm going to do with it, but I just liked it.
Oh, is it green?
No, it's blue.
Okay, there's another green thing that you've bought.
I haven't bought that yet. I've just agreed to buy it.
Okay, yeah.
But no, the blue thing, I've bought an E34.
Oh, yeah.
BMW E34 535i Sport.
Is that a V8?
No.
Oh,
it's the same engine as my 635 CSI.
But they also did a 535, didn't they, which was also a V8?
No. They did a 540i, which was a V8, and then in the E39, they did the 535 V8.
Oh, okay, that's why I'm getting confused. Yeah.
So yeah, it's a cool car.
Yeah,
really good condition by the looks of it. I haven't collected it yet.
Have you seen it in person?
No, I haven't.
So another BMW you've not seen in person.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
But and then I've agreed to buy. I don't know if I'm going to end up with this or we are going to end up with this because it might end up as a channel car.
Yes,
but it's a British Racing Green.
Yeah.
Porsche Cayenne Turbo.
Ooh.
Which I've always wanted. I've always fancied a Porsche Cayenne Turbo.
Well, you had a Porsche Cayenne Turbo.
I never drove Porsche Cayennes.
Yeah.
I had a Cayenne. And we still have one at work as well.
We do, yeah. We actually do as our.
But I've never had a Turbo. I have had a Turbo, but it blew up before I actually drove it.
So what's the power from one of those?
Factory, just under 500 horsepower.
Wow.
Which is incredible.
So that must be blowers.
It would be blowers, yeah. With a chip and a couple of other little bits, you get 545, 550 out of them.
Okay.
So they're really blowers.
So that car actually piqued my interest because we've been talking about making a track day car.
Yes.
Out of something that shouldn't be a track car.
Yeah.
Something big, something heavy, something four-wheel drive, something that's an SUV.
It's like turning
this could be good.
Me
yeah.
into an athlete.
Impossible.
But this is what I mean.
Yeah.
It is possible.
Is it possible?
Did you not see him go down the slopes today?
I did, which is why I said impossible.
But
we could
possible.
Use you as a toboggan.
Because a lot of people say it's impossible, but it is possible.
Yeah, anything's possible.
Exactly.
Anything's possible.
So that is it for purchasing of this week.
Okay.
And I'm not going to buy anything else until the new year, unless something really cool comes up.
Yeah. Speaking of really cool, I've purchased something, which is the coolest thing I think I've ever purchased. Vehicular-wise.
Your Honda?
No. We're sitting in it.
What, Dell?
Dell!
You really like Dell.
I really like Dell. So we're sitting in a Mitsubishi Delica Mark III 2.5 diesel turbo, which is the one you want, right?
Yeah.
It's luxurious. It has 8 chairs, so it's like a minibus. And we have driven it 720 miles to Chamonix. As we like to say.
Yeah.
And I love Dell. He's fantastic. I bought him on Facebook Marketplace because I was like, right, me and the boys, we need to go away on a little adventure.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I saw it on Facebook Marketplace. So I was like, I've not seen one of those on the UK roads. Let's go buy it.
Mm.
And I did. And here we are.
We are.
In Chamonix doing a podcast.
And we found out recently.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually, so there's not many of these left.
No.
But apparently they did make a Chamonix edition.
Yes.
Of the Delica.
Yeah. And we learned that because when we handed our skis and snowboards back, the man in the shop said, oh, yeah, that's a really cool car. Did you know they made a Chamonix limited edition? I was like, piss off, you're taking a piss. And then you actually looked it up on Google.
And it is this
very car, you know, with the same colours, but it's got some decals on the back that probably says Chamonix on it.
Chamonix?
Well, it depends where you're from. If you're from America, it's like Chamonix.
Okay.
So I want to make a Chamonix edition out of Dell.
Or buy one. We can find one.
No. Dell is my spirit animal.
The only thing
What? What do you... That if there's going to be negativity coming out of your mouth, you need to stop and you need to back say up. It.
I'm just going to be honest, right? Dell is great.
Thank you.
Full of character.
Thank you. And thank you very much for
brilliant
listening to the podcast.
It's really good.
Why am I sensing a butt?
But the gearbox.
Oh, the gearbox is a bit shit.
The gearbox
four
is
four-speed automatic.
The worst thing I have ever experienced.
You've experienced worse things than that.
I just can't. Like, it's comedic.
Yeah, but you just got to be at one with Dell. But just know when he's running out of puff, you just let off a little bit and then he'll go into fourth gear. And then happy day. Okay, you slow down to 40 miles an hour up a hill.
Oh.
But that's okay because we're in Dell and we got eight chairs. Imagine if we had eight people in Dell.
Oh my God.
That would be quite slow.
Maybe we just need to chip Dell up.
I think we should manual swap Dell.
Oh yeah. M57 we swap Dell.
The engine out of a Pajero.
Yeah, the best thing is that the engine is actually underneath the passenger seat in the front.
It is.
And we have had to lift that passenger seat a few times.
So you can actually work on the car while still being inside the car. Yeah.
And if it gets cold, you just lift up the passenger seat and then you've got engine right there just warming up the cabin.
Yeah.
There is no limit. There are literally no limit. And we did a bit of off-roading and Dell surprised everyone.
Dell's very good at off-roading.
Isn't it? He's fantastic and I love
Dell. I love Dell, just the gearbox. Gearbox is rubbish.
No, I'll give you that.
It wants chucking in the wind.
Well, we do need a gearbox to get back. We have got 720 miles to do. After this podcast, we're going to try and get to Calais.
Speaking of which, this podcast may be a bit shorter than usual.
It's getting quite dark.
It's getting quite dark. Yeah. And also, there is a lot of rain hitting the roof at the moment. So I don't know what that sounds like at the moment. But
it sounds, you know, it's like when you're in a tent.
It's very soothing.
You're like, oh, I reckon people are falling asleep. Wake up, everyone!
Oh, God.
Yeah. If only we were in the Carrot Cottage, we could have the...
Oh, no, not again.
No.
So, question.
Yeah?
Is this the last podcast before Christmas? Or are we going to do another one?
I mean, we're going to have to let the audience decide. I know what they're going to say. They were really pissed off that we missed last week, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
Yeah, we're sorry about that. We were going through some stuff. And things.
Yeah, and we're very busy.
Very busy, very busy
very
indeed.
Very busy.
We weren't abandoning you. It's just like, the walls fell in.
Yeah.
Just for a short period.
Yeah.
But we're back in it.
We got some acro props and propped them back up.
We did, yes. I don't know what they are.
They're in scaffolding. You know, they're like a pole.
Yeah, go on.
And they've got a flat bit at the top and the bottom.
Yeah.
And you spin the middle and they've got like a thread.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, it's an acro prop.
Yeah, so we've got many acro props.
I know that from my building trade experience.
You have building trade experience?
Sorry, doing what?
I did a college course in carpentry and bricklaying.
How'd that go?
Yeah, it's actually all right. I didn't get along with the carpentry as well as I did with the bricklaying, but the bricklaying was good.
I'm surprised because you're very good with wood.
As it turns out, not so good with wood.
I'm hinting at penis.
Okay.
Not wood.
Penises. I'm fine with. Not so good.
Yeah, so we nearly had Taylor the bricklayer then.
Nearly.
Tailor-made bricks.
Yeah.
Tailor-made houses. Tailor-made wood.
Cool. Could you imagine if I could build a house?
Oh my God.
They'd be falling down left and right.
Yeah. It would be on the wonk.
People
would
asking
be on the
for
piss.
Return.
Very characterful.
Yeah. You'd make the Leaning Tower of Pisa look straight.
Well, look. Funny.
I know. That was actually quite
good. Well, look. I built a thatched cottage. I can build a house.
Well, I think you spent most of the time not building the thatched cottage, being out getting a log burner.
Hey, look. Far away.
Yeah. You were project managing. How about that?
Yeah, I was.
May I also add, you two seem quite happy with yourself that you bought this log burner for 60 quid when you could buy a new one at Homebase the exact same for 60 quid.
No. No, you couldn't. That's a lie.
No, I literally bought one.
Yeah, but no one had any in stock.
It was a stock issue.
I needed that one.
Yeah, people needed it for their carrot cottages.
And also, those 60 quid ones in B&Q or Homebase or whatever, they're too small.
Yeah, innit?
Mine's a larger one.
No, it's the same size.
No, you
Well, anyway, stop going on about it. We're going dark.
Yeah. You don't drive your log.
All right, let's get into some
What
cars
have you been
stuff.
Up to?
Oh, well, I went to Tom Lenthal's party.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have we talked about our Christmas meet? Has that happened?
No, have we?
I don't know.
We touched on it. We got a Christmas meet video coming out.
Oh, we do.
Today.
And my car's being shown for the first time in it.
Oh, shit. The car that cannot be shown for legal reasons.
Yeah.
Your coupe sports.
My coupe sports car.
Your Nürburgring limited edition motor vehicle.
N400.
Oh, it's very nice and very posh.
It is. Yeah. It's very lovely. I can't wait to do some stuff to that car.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of like dream cars, Nigel. Nigel's had some paint work.
Yes.
Nigel has a new front splitter. And you know that GT2 wing? I don't know why I'm looking at you. You know all of this. You know that GT2 wing that's been in the back of loads of shots? It is now on Nigel. It is now painted. And Nigel looks the bollocks. We just need to please find some BBS LM wheels.
Mm. Okay.
We have to do it.
I've just looked at the GoPros. It's pretty much black in here.
Oh, so. Is it really? Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, we're gonna plow through. Podcast question.
How about now?
Oh, that's lovely. Wait, is that better?
Hold on. If you're listening, then we're just putting our lights on
there
our torches.
Is that better?
Oh, that's better.
Oh, that's how about that? Is that good?
What about if we all light up our faces?
Yeah.
Oh, Halloween?
I'm gonna prop mine there.
Is that good? How does that look? Does that look good? Sorry,
that does look better, actually.
Does that look better? What about on that one? Can you tap the back of that screen?
Rory, maybe not you so much.
Oh, look at us.
Yours is... You need to point it at your face. So point yours... You need to put yours here,
No, not
Alex.
The chins. Not under the chins. Oh, no. We don't want to see that. Yeah.
Wait.
Go on. Sorry.
Cool.
It's quite dark in Del the Delica.
There we go.
So we're just putting our phone torches on us.
There we go.
Oh, look at us. There we go. We can do a 2-hour special podcast now.
Oh, we
figured
it out.
Let's extend it to 4 hours. What's going on? Oh, Jesus. I'm blinded now. Taylor's moving my phone.
That's not going to work.
That is not going to work.
Taylor, you'll have to put it in between your legs.
Yeah.
Oh, you turned it off.
The light has literally gone off. It got scared. So bear with us. Yeah?
We're having technical issues here.
Fantastic.
Oh, look at that.
Right,
that
now
is...
I'm literally blind. Podcast question from Daniel Cummings. I literally cannot see.
Is it better, though?
If you could outlaw... Right, are you listening? Give me that, you silly sausage. Look, just... Yeah. It's fine. Let me just put it down there. Right? Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
If you could outlaw one manufacturer and all of its cars, past and present, which one would it be? Before you answer, Daniel continues, and your answer cannot be BYD. You have to outlaw one manufacturer.
No, it says
it can't be.
Yeah, but,
All right, so what one manufacturer are you wiping off the face of the earth and why?
MG.
MG?
No.
Yeah.
Why MG?
They're just all a bit.
What about the MG BGT?
Oh, yeah. That's a V6, isn't it?
Not a fan of it.
No, it's a V8. It's a V8.
Yeah, they did a V8 one.
Chris Fix is looking for one of those. He spoke to me about a year
Why
ago.
Why would
said,
anyone look for one of them?
Because I think he wants to import it and then give it to
All right, Mike.
All right, Mike.
Hey.
Mike Farney.
All right there, Paul.
What about the MG...
ZT.
No, that sporty one that they put the V8 in.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember?
I know that one. I know that one. That's the bollocks. Yeah, that's nice.
They're good cars.
What about the MGB? It's just lovely.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know...
And the MGA.
MGA, yeah, yeah. MGZT, MGZS.
No, yeah. MG. They're good, yeah.
MG.
Gone.
Oh, right. You've got poor taste. Right?
What are you going to... Sorry, what?
What?
What did you say?
What?
We still have cameras pointing at you.
Yeah, just go... Gone poof.
What'd you call me?
What?
Right.
What about you, Tay? Well, I'll go. Vauxhall. Get rid of Vauxhall. Never liked Vauxhalls.
What about the Vauxhall Insignia,
they
man?
Why are you banging on about the Insignia?
Oh, the Insignia is such a good car.
Is it really?
It was
only
made in
idiots.
Germany.
Only idiots buy Insignias. It's
good quality build.
Don't tell me you had one.
I had two of them.
You had two?
Yeah.
They were so good you had to sell them.
Yeah.
You had too much enjoyment out of them.
Well, one
and you
the,
wanted to share
the turbo
enjoyment.
Stopped working on it.
Okay. Oh, so it was a turbo?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. What's that? Is that the Vauxhall Insignia, like, VXR?
No, it was the turbo diesel.
Is that the CDTI?
Is that the one to have? Yeah, that was the one.
Oh, okay. Why was it so good?
Well, because it was a grand.
Oh, yeah? You paid that much?
Yeah. You know what? I will say it. The interior is actually quite nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Had little piano black woods.
Oh,
it was
that's
nice.
Sort of fake.
The only thing is, I do quite like the Vauxhall Monaro. And the VXR.
Well, go to Australia and then you can have the Holden Monaro.
But yeah, all right, I'll agree with you, Vauxhall.
Yeah, Vauxhall.
I can't think of another one that I'd happily get rid of.
Suzuki.
Swift. They do Swift four-wheel drive.
Other than those two.
Well, they're the only cars they make.
No, they make lots of other cars.
Like what? The Celery.
Yeah.
I've thought of a Vauxhall that I'd be very sad to see go.
What?
The VX220.
The Nova.
Oh, no, they're rubbish.
The Nova?
The VX220 is crap. Jeez,
what do you mean they're crap?
They're rubbish.
Have you ever driven one?
Well, I don't want to because every time I see one being driven, they're going backwards into a hedge.
Yeah, that's because they're real driver's cars.
Yeah, they're scary.
Yeah, scary's
really
good, man.
They're really unbalanced.
I would have one over an Elise.
But that's because you've got poor taste. I would not.
Excuse me. I own a Delica. You can't say I've got poor taste.
I would have everyone, a Lotus Elise.
Everyone. Yeah, that's because you're just
so
common.
Are they based on the same car, though?
Yes,
yeah.
Same car, just different body. Okay. And the VX220 is just far more interesting. And it's cheaper.
I disagree. I think the Lotus is better.
Well, I think most people will agree with you, but I like shit cars, don't I?
Yeah.
Shitter versions of good cars.
All right, if you had to get rid of one French manufacturer, which one are you getting rid of?
Okay, so Citroën, Renault, Peugeot. What else is there?
No.
All right, let's just say it's Citroën, Renault, Peugeot. Which one do you get rid of? Citroën, Renault, Peugeot. Peugeot I can't get rid of because I used to have a Peugeot 405. And that is my spirit animal as well.
I'd get rid of Renault.
I'd get rid of Citroën.
You'd get rid of Renault?
The thing is, right?
182, 172. I like
but all Renault of their hot Sports. Hatches.
Yeah, I really like Renault
You've
Sports.
Forgotten one car.
What?
The Renault Scenic RX4.
He's forgotten another one.
What? Go on.
The Renault Master.
Oh, the Renault Master.
What am I going to do with
Renault? Renault Velsatis. You
oh,
maniac.
Horrible cars. No, I'd get rid of Renault for one reason.
Mm.
I really like Renault Sports, but the only time I've received speeding tickets are in Renault Sports, and I now have a bad omen with
Didn't
them.
Didn't your mum also receive a speeding ticket?
She did,
Yeah, okay.
She was going a bit too fast in my Clio.
In a Clio 182?
Yeah.
Okay.
Move on.
Yes. So you're getting rid of Renault. I'm getting rid of Citroën.
No.
I'm going to say Citroën.
Citroën. I would agree. Citroën.
Why? Why?
Because of the SM and the DS.
The DS aren't that good.
And the BX. And the BX GTI.
The BX 4x4. Is the one that hurts. The BX is the one that hurts me most. But
what,
the SM, the
what
DS,
about a 2CV?
Don't care about any of that. 2CV? No, I'm not fussed. Not fussed. Not fussed
if
at all.
If I put a Saxo in front of you right now, you'd go, oh, I like that.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be like, it's not Dell, though, is it? Can't do 4x4ing. I do love. I really hope that people on the channel love Dell as much as I love Dell. They'll be insistent. You have to keep that car.
You know,
you have to build it. You have to put £20,000 worth of goodies on
Dell. I've never seen you love a car as much as this.
It's Betty.
Good, isn't it? I do love Betty.
But he seems more excited by this.
You do, actually.
Well, yeah.
All right.
Go on.
So at the start of this trip, we asked you if you had to get rid of Dell or Betty.
Yep.
You said you'd get rid of Dell.
Yeah.
Is the answer still the same?
Answer is still the same.
Okay.
Because I'm more excited about making memories in Betty because I can use her as like a day van and all that. And little Brenda Amelia, she'll be like, oh, this is cool, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, and all that kind of stuff.
But what about taking Rhiannon and Brenda Amelia up to the Alps in Dell?
Oh, that does sound tempting. We've got no ISOFIX in here. Can't be done.
Doesn't matter. You don't need ISOFIX.
You do.
No, you don't.
You do.
No. Dad Cars showed us that you can still use cars with car seats, and they tend to be safer than ISOFIX.
I love my children more than he loves his children.
Isn't it good to have a child facing that way, but on one of these chairs?
I'll be honest, okay? I don't feel particularly safe in Dell.
Okay? And he's not Betty?
He's not the safe. I don't drive Betty,
I will admit, the rear seatbelt situation in Dell is not great. It's not the best.
No. No.
It's not great.
In fact, on the way down, didn't you say to me, Taylor, you were like, do you know, this is one of only a few cars where I feel actually quite happy, maybe even safer, not wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well,
yeah.
If the seats are facing that way, you actually can't wear the seatbelt because look, it's over there.
The seatbelt is over here. Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's not great.
But Dell's good off-road. Dell looks fantastic. Dell excites people. Just don't crash Dell. We've got 720 miles to do in the pissing rain. Let's not crash Dell.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, in
we'll
the dark
fine.
As well.
It will be dark. In the dark, yeah. But I'm very excited for our return journey, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Can have a little snooze in the
back.
Do
you love Dell?
I actually do really like Dell.
Yeah, no.
Dell could be our new crew car.
Dell is not
our
crew car.
We've got a sliding door, man.
It's not our crew car.
No.
It's one of the loudest things known to man as well.
And it's slow.
You're slow?
I am slow, but this is slower.
That rain has got quite aggressive now, hasn't it?
And we're all very steamed up in Dell as well.
We are, yeah.
Looks like we're dogging.
Shall we?
What?
We can really show people dogging.
Mm-hmm.
I got my balls and my bum out earlier.
You did in a multi-story car park.
I did, yes. And you just ran towards me.
Shut up.
Like a rabid dog. You're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Right, carry on. What we got?
Because my trousers are not very good, not very waterproof.
All right, next question. Come on, go.
I have still got a wet arse.
No, next question, go.
It was like a button.
Look, your bottom is the most saggiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's not saggy.
It is saggy.
You call it fiberglass, which is hard and firm.
No, it's saggy. You have an old man's ass.
It's just really wavy. Yeah. I can't get over the waviness. It literally looks like it's made out of fiberglass.
It's because it's an old man's ass.
I'm going to have to take some proper pictures and send them to you. The lighting was wrong, man. The lighting was wrong.
It's wavy and fiberglass.
No. Right. Now, next podcast question from Daniel Cummings, who said, oh no, I've done that one. Tesco delivery driver Mike. Hello, Mike. What car was the best remake of a classic? So, say, like, classic Beetle, we've got a new Beetle.
Mm. See, I will actually say that the Beetle was a good remake of, like, a car.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Because it's actually one that it's, you know, sometimes when they stick a badge on a car and say it's, I don't know, it is.
And it looks nothing like
it looks
original,
nothing like it.
Like the new Capri.
Yeah. But the Beetle was actually, like, it does look like the old Beetle.
If an alien came down from wherever, Mars, and you were like, they'd be like, that is a remake of that car.
Yeah.
Whereas
the
Capri, like you said, completely different.
Rubbish.
Yeah, apparently
absolute
a very
rubbish.
Good car, though, the new Capri.
It probably is, but they shouldn't have called it a Capri.
No, or the Mustang as well.
Mustangs. Yeah, but the thing with a Mustang, they've never really stopped it, so it's not a remake of the old one, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but they've completely changed the ethos of the Mustang.
Well, yeah, Mustang's now electric, isn't it?
It is fully electric.
Is it? Yeah.
Do you know you can actually get... Did you not know that?
No.
The Mustang is an SUV now, or whatever you want to call it. You can get a Mustang, new Mustang, hearse. I've seen three in the wild.
Do you know what?
Who would want to go to a crematorium in a Mustang hearse?
Not me.
Not me.
I'm going to be
completely
honest.
You'd be spinning out of control. Why? No, this is the EV, the new one.
Yeah, but
it doesn't
it's still a Mustang.
Oh, okay. And with the weight in the back as well. Yeah, it'd be like a pendulum, wouldn't it?
Nick, you've gone to a funeral a funeral. Next thing you know, well, you've all got a load more funerals.
Oh, for crying out loud. No, loads more Mustangs come out.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's not
it's
good.
Just, it's just not good. Okay. Maybe that's their business venture.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Mate, clever. Very clever. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I used to like Fords, but there's only one Ford I like now.
Capri.
And I don't like any of the others. No, the Transit.
Oh, but that's electric. The new Transit is electric.
I just don't like Fords.
Oh, sorry,
I think new Fords are rubbish. And you know what? I'll say the same about BMWs. The new BMWs, I don't like them.
Yeah. We do like our older BMWs.
But can you just say new cars that you just don't like them?
No, there's some new cars that I like.
Right.
But there's... I like the... I like the Supra.
Do you?
I really like
that's
the new
a BMW.
Supra.
That is also a BMW.
Well, but it looks really cool.
Yeah.
I like the new Jimny.
Oh, I like the Jimny.
I don't know if they're still doing those anymore, though.
Yeah.
I like the Citroen Ami. They're nice.
Right, back to the whole remakes things.
I would go with a Dodge Challenger.
Really?
I thought that was actually quite a good remake. So we drove that in America recently.
Mm.
And I would say it was a good remake of the original. Like, it was still had the same similar lines. It still had, like, a... You know, the premise, well, obviously you can get it in a V6, but you never should get it in V6.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought the V6 was all right. That was okay. It was a good car. It's not obviously like fast, but it's a good car.
But you wouldn't, if you're American, you wouldn't get a V6.
But the fact that they do like a Hellcat one where they have a stupid, 800 horsepower or something like that. I feel like that is quite a good, you know, iteration of muscle car, stupid power up front.
Yeah.
With those lines.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good car. I was really impressed by the Challenger.
Okay.
All right.
What other remakes have we got? Because I can't think
of one. My favourite is the Defender. I really like the new Defender.
Okay.
But that's funny because no one did when it first came out. But I think everyone has now grown to love the Defender.
It's because it looked nothing like the original.
But
really?
All right, so if you're taking that premise, would you then say it's a good remake?
Yeah.
Because I would say the Defender is a great car. But it is a discovery.
Well, only until it gets up to 10,000 miles. And then
we can't discuss or deny this.
But you say that, the new Defender, you can spec it as a commercial, you can spec it with rubber floors and stuff like that.
But
and
it has lost its ethos, though. Because
not
it
really.
Is a luxury car.
No, I don't...
And also, sorry, can I also say, like, Defenders start at, what, £80,000
now? They're a lot. Yeah, they're a lot.
And Defender back in the day certainly wasn't anywhere close to that.
I still think they're really good. Okay. I think that they've... You can spec them, obviously, as luxury cars, but you can also spec them as work vehicles, and farmers use them.
But they're still really expensive, though, aren't they?
They are, yeah, but all cars are expensive.
But you could say the same thing about the G-Class, couldn't you?
Well, the G-Wagon.
The G-Wagon, G-Wagon was a farming utility vehicle sort of thing.
As we know, because we bought one.
And now it's just footballers' cars.
It is footballers' cars.
It is, but the Defender, I do think, people, farmers use them. You can spec them with rubber floors. You can wash them out. You can off-road them. You can get little snorkels and ladders on them. I think they're cool.
Do you know, though, because that is the difference. The G-Wagon went down the route of remake. It pretty much, like, from a distance...
You wouldn't know, would you?
The G-Wagon still looks like a G-Wagon.
It does.
Whereas the Defender went a completely different route, and it... Like, a Defender doesn't look like a classic Defender.
It does still have some of its features, though.
Do you know, what new car does look more like a classic Defender?
Jimny.
No, Ineos Grenadier. Is that a better remake of the classic than the actual Defender?
Mm.
Do you know, it's more true to form.
I've seen quite a few of them on the roads these
They're
days.
They're probably all press cars.
No. I'm genuinely seeing quite a few of them.
I find weird. When they first came out, I saw loads of them.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen as many recently of the Grenadiers, and I don't know why.
Probably because they're all broken down.
But the thing going
I can't
back
say
to...
that. Hypothetically. Can't say that either, can
probably.
I?
Probably.
No.
But going back to the G-Wagon, the thing with the G-Wagon is they were luxurious but still drove like shit. Whereas the Defenders, they're luxurious or whatever, but they actually drive really well because I have driven one.
They do. Yeah, they're very luxurious.
They drive
very
nicely.
But they're just too expensive.
They are a lot, yeah.
That's crazy.
But all cars are. You can't get cheap cars anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we discussed what the entry-level Honda Civic is £35,000.
Yeah, cars are not cheap
A few
cheap
years
anymore.
Ago, you used to be able to get the Type R for £35,000. Yeah. It's mental.
It is mad.
Which is why we like old shit.
And that's not just inflation, money prices going up but as well. That is, that like, because 35 grand is not the same as like 20
no.
years.
No, of
it's,
course
it's
not
like it's, oh yeah, it's just inflation. Cars have just got really expensive.
Yeah.
But I think that is down to the fact of probably all the safety stuff that goes into it, though, really, now, isn't
it? I think, personally, because so many people and companies buy cars on finance, that they don't look at the price of the car, they look at the monthly payments on the car.
Yeah, but
so they bump it up.
But, well, I think there's that, but you also, like, you look at these cars, you know, this Dell that we're in at the moment.
Oh, I love Dell.
It is
Dell's
so
great.
Basic with, like, you know, you don't really...
Yeah, but it's 30 years old.
We didn't put the curtains up. Oh, we missed a trick.
But you know what I mean? Like, the metal's thin. It's there's not much. Like,
yeah, but that was Japanese cars, really, wasn't it?
They were built
cars
to last.
Cars in general were that.
Mm.
There weren't many that are. Like, they weren't really thinking of crash testing and all that stuff back
then. That's because people didn't crash back then.
This vehicle is a perfect example of that. The crumple zone on the front is your legs.
It's a bit like Betty as well. Yeah. I don't know which one I'd rather crash.
I'd say this.
I would say this, actually.
This, you have a higher chance of going over the top of their bonnet.
Engage forward before really quickly and then just scoot over.
The thing you also have to bear in mind is these don't really go fast enough to crash.
No, yeah. True.
Yeah. Betty's not the quickest, but, you know, she gets up to 70, 75 quite happily.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. But, yeah, remakes, classic remakes.
What's yours?
I can't think of any other cars. Would you say something like...
There is loads of them. I'm blanking on it.
Yeah. I think the Fiat 500 is a good one. Because they remade it and it's been so popular for so many years.
Yeah, but now you've got the Fiat 500, what, XL or whatever.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the Fiat 500, not the Le.
All right, would you say that the BMW Mini, first one, 2002, was a good remake of the original Mini?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'd give you that.
I would say it is, but I would say that the 2020 ones are not a good remake anymore.
Drive one and you'll change your mind.
Why don't you like them?
I think they've just got too big.
Yeah.
I don't think they're minis anymore, are they?
They're not minis, but they're good cars.
I think that, like, the early BMW ones still were small compared to the rest of the things, but now a mini isn't even small compared to
the rest of the things. But I do still think they're good cars. Do you mean the F56?
Yeah,
like 2016 onwards?
The new ones.
I've not driven a new. I've driven a F56 and they're very good. Very nice interiors. And they've still got all the little toggle switches.
Oh, that's good. As long
and
as
the
they
round
keep those.
Dial in the middle.
Oh, yeah,
I like all that.
We like that, yeah.
Like, the new ones are genuinely the size of a Ford Focus now.
The new's are large.
Yeah, it's a big car.
Well, have you put an old 7 Series next to a 3 Series? They're the same size.
That's mad, isn't it?
It is crazy. Mm. Yeah, and then a 7 Series is just massive. Mm. And our roads aren't getting bigger, neither are parking spaces.
No. Yeah. Which is becoming an issue. Which is why we like small shit.
In it?
As well as normal shit.
Yeah.
I always find it funny, because I had my Spitfire out the other day, and I put the Spitfire next to, what was it, my XJ.
Oh, God, that's a big car, though, the XJ.
Oh, my God. Like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, the Spitfire was just, you could fit it in the footwell of the rear. Of the XJ. Like, it's
really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, bloody
also,
hell.
You don't realise how small cars used to be until you see a classic Mini on the road.
Yeah.
And they look minuscule. Yeah. They are really tiny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We need to go back to making old small cars again.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Or everyone just gets on motorbikes and then we don't have any
pollution. Or everyone just buys Citroen Amis.
Traffic. You've got a thing about Citroen Amis.
I'm going to buy one at some point.
Oh, please don't.
I will buy one.
Why? Are you going to flip it on its roof by any chance?
No, but I'm going to chip it up. And make it fast.
Chip it up.
Why don't you put a motorbike engine in it?
I would quite like that.
That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would quite like that.
Right, let's move the podcast on to what we've got coming up. Christmas is very soon. It's around the corner. You need to do your shopping, everyone.
Yeah, I'm going to do mine when I get back.
Yeah. Who you got to buy for?
My mum.
Okay.
Well, what do you want?
I don't know. What are you offering?
What do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas?
What do you want?
Can you write me a little note that says, I promise when we go on trips abroad, I will not forget my passport.
Oh my God, yes. How have we not talked about that? How have we not talked about this?
I was really hoping you two wouldn't remember.
So what day is it today? Today's Thursday. Yeah, we left on Tuesday. We were at the unit. Taylor arrived 20 minutes late because it's Taylor. I was like, fine, okay.
I left early though. And he'll vouch for me on that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You still arrive late. You still arrive late. And then we're at the back of Dell just loading up. And I just happened to say in passing, you've got your passport, don't you? And then you went silent. You started looking through your bag. And then you got on the blower. You were like, you're right, Mum. Can you just check in the in my bedroom on my bedside table? Is my passport there? And then I heard over the phone, yeah, in there. And you were like, oh God, oh. And then you did the whole wiping your face thing, you know, when you're stressed. And I was stressed, like, oh, and please, come on, man, not like this.
You were really pissed off.
I was frustrated because surely we're going abroad. You're going to bring your passport.
I knew I was going to do it one day.
Yeah.
And Tuesday was the day.
Tuesday was the day. Mm. Yeah.
Look, I've done it before. We've all been there.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Yeah, but that's because you're some sort of weirdo where you hyper-focus on things. No,
it's because I'm organised.
Sorry.
Apology accepted.
Shall we talk about your T-shirt situation for this trip?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
All right, T-shirt or passport?
T-shirt.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You hyper-fixate on your passport and then forget everything else around you.
I did do that. It's because my wife, Rhianne, didn't pack my bag.
Oh, okay.
Right.
She was incapacitated with a baby.
Mm.
And I was like, right, Rhianne, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to pack my socks, pack my knickers, pack my T-shirts. And then I did everything except pack my T-shirts. And I looked in my luggage. I was like, there's no T-shirts. So something's gone awry.
So we've had to be buying stupid T-shirts along the way.
I bought two T-shirts. Yeah. One's got loads of gold lettering on
Diamantes.
It. Diamantes. Doesn't it say Paris Vogue-y?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
But we're all a bit forgetful.
So
really.
Just write me a little letter that says, I promise to do two things in 2025. Number one, won't forget my passport. Number two, I'll just arrive on time.
I can't promise those things.
Why?
Because I'm forgetful and I get easily distracted.
In that case, I'd like an E34 M5.
Sure. I'll get one on order.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd like it brand new from the factory.
Okay, I'll get it on order. I'll speak to BMW UK.
I'd like a Nürburgring edition as well.
Oh, yeah.
And 10 grand of cash in the back.
I can't promise
just
that.
Just for the stress you've caused me this year.
I'm not empty.
I am fat and old because of you.
No. You're fat and old
because
of you.
Are you admitting that you're fat and old?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay.
It's Christmas, isn't it? Yeah. I want to spread some Christmas cheer.
God, you're going to be 40 in a few weeks as
you
well.
You are, yeah.
And we're going to go away.
Yeah.
We're going to Cornwall.
Yeah.
I've hired a very big, very expensive house for everyone. Well, everyone's paid their way.
I haven't paid that yet.
No, you haven't actually, no.
I need to pay that.
I do keep on saying to Rhianne, I need a list of people who haven't paid. I don't need a list. I just know you haven't paid.
Yeah. You've just reminded me of that. Yeah. I will do that.
Okay. Because we're going to put in our group chat, people left to pay, and it might just be your name, and that's very embarrassing.
Probably will be, yeah. Speaking of being fat and old, I'm decided.
Yeah, go on.
I'm going to try and lose weight. Again,
good. It's a good
but
one.
This time,
what has inspired you to do this today?
The fact that when I fell over while skiing, I couldn't get back up again because I'm too fat, and I got frustrated with myself.
You did.
No, I've been wanting to do it for a while anyway.
We had to get the helicopter out.
He sat there for a bit with his legs crossed, going, "I just can't get up, man.
Just leave me here. Just have a little nap."
You can see the situation I'm in. I just can't get up.
So I'm going to join the gym.
Okay, which gym?
Probably Pure Gym because it's open late.
Okay, yeah. Where's that?
St. Albans because it's on my way home.
Okay, also, nice.
Probably.
Anyone wants to see Tay?
Yeah.
Just go to the St. Albans Pure Gym.
I don't know if I will yet. I just might do.
No, you need to do it.
But I'm going to join gym. I just don't know if it'll help.
Get a personal trainer. That'll motivate you.
I do need a personal trainer.
Yeah. Any personal trainers out there, please get in contact with Taylor. He will pay very handsomely.
Hand jobs.
Oh, okay. Wow. That took a turn. Yeah. Mm.
So you're looking for a very specific personal trainer then?
Do you know what? Yeah. I feel like quitting YouTube. I am now a personal trainer. I'm looking for a client who pays in hand jobs.
Oh.
Yeah?
If there's any kids listening, just don't ask.
Yeah, don't Google it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I know. What have we got coming up?
So coming up is obviously this Alps trip. We have my Range Rover video where everything went wrong that possibly could go wrong on a Range Rover.
Yeah.
Really bad that was.
Yeah. We have our dream cars, which will be Nigel and Taylor's 6 Series finally coming
back. Which is now done, as we discussed. Yeah.
And my Austin Martin.
Your Austin Martin.
Austin, your Austin Martin. Allegro.
Yeah.
Then we've got Vegas still to do, as I keep saying. We need
Vietnam.
And we've also got the high mileage series. Yeah. So we
got a lot to do. Yeah.
We need to prepare those. Also,
I'm just giving you advance warning.
Yeah, advance warning. Go on.
We are going to be away a lot.
Yes, all right.
Mm.
I'll bring Riri with me.
Okay.
Also, and we just put baby pellets out.
Okay.
Baby pellets. Good Lord. We're going to do a trip in the Alfa and Miami 5.
We are.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the Alfa
Another
and
one.
Yeah.
Another one.
We haven't decided where yet.
No, Italy.
But that would be nice.
So, we've got these things kind of penciled in. We don't know when. Because in 2025, we want to achieve a few things. We want to do a build series, track build series. We want to go away. And we just want to just be more consistent.
Yes. And I want to be less fat.
Okay. Yeah, me too, actually. Me too.
That's impossible.
I think because we started off with some very good stuff of like going away, doing these big trips. Obviously, there's been life situations that's meant that we have not been able to go on as many big trips.
Yeah.
But we want to get back into that.
And, we do. And the second half of the year, I wouldn't say we lost sight of YouTube things and stuff like that, but building up, helping to build the TDC guys and all the gear guys and just business stuff just meant that me especially just lost focus on what I love.
There's 22 people now.
It is, yeah. It's amazing to think that we put food on 22 people's tables. Yeah. It's really cool. But that means that everything else has suffered. So 2025 is where, I step back, Rory steps up, and then we're just going to change a few things around. Mm.
I'm not stepping up as a presenter, guys.
No, you are. You're lead.
Alex is just
lead presenter.
Alex
now.
Is just going back to focusing on presenting.
No, I have upgraded you now. Okay. Lead presenter. The podcast host.
I'm sure so many of you will be happy.
Yep. And you're going to be the face of Shedfest 2025.
Oh, okay, am I? All right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're good at businessy things.
Businessman.
I'm a businessman.
Business.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, I'm really excited for 2025.
It's going to be really good. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm excited to finish off some of my cars as well.
Yeah, so I've still got a few projects on the go. Well. Yeah.
I think that's one thing that you need to do as a resolution. You need to take on less projects, but just focus more time on the ones that you have.
Yeah. Stop buying cars. Well, not stop buying, just slow it down.
I have. I only do
about three cars that you've bought in a week.
It's 2 weeks.
It's the problem is because you see Taylor like this and you see us obviously having a little go at him when he buys a car. But what you don't see on the back end is Taylor getting really stressed when his cars aren't working. And then he's like, going,
that's actually not true. I don't get that stressed anymore. I have so many of them. I just go, one's broken. I'll get in that one.
No. You get stressed out with your car.
Excuse me. Let me just remind you the evening
of the Range Rover.
The Range Rover. And when you had a mental breakdown because your car was broken.
Because the gearbox we just put into it wasn't working.
Welcome to my world.
I just saw a vein just pulsating inside of his brain there.
Welcome, Rory, to my world. Yeah, that is why I get stressed.
But I'm like that with one car. You have like five of them on
the
go.
I've got 16.
Do you remember what car was it? Was it like an old Mercedes or a Jaguar or so when something didn't work in his old unit and he was like, oh God, I'm done with this. He took the keys. He threw the keys on the bonnet or a tool or something. We were like,
I hated that car.
Yeah, we were like, wow, we've
really,
seen a
I
real
really
Taylor.
I pissed off. I was having a bad week.
Yeah.
Have you had any problems with any current project cars that you've got?
What are you alluding to?
Yes. I have had one.
Go on.
Oh.
My E28 didn't go to plan.
Oh,
and no. I've had to send it up north to Jamie to finish off fabricating all of the welding because it went a bit squiffy. But I don't really want to discuss that too much because, you know, I'm not.
You're not grumbling about it.
I'm not.
No. Is that more money that was thrown in a wheelie bin and then set on fire?
Pretty much,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. Okay.
Pretty much. That was a bit of a pointless.
Let's get him on the podcast. Let's have it out.
Jesus.
We're going to mediate with knives and hand jobs.
Jesus Christ. Let's move on.
All right.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, we've nearly been talking for an hour.
Mm.
It is quite dark outside, as you can see with your ear holes. Your eye holes. And we have got 720 miles to drive back and hope, beyond hope, that Dell actually makes it. Because we did have a few little, not breakdowns, just routine maintenance things that we had to do.
Email in at podcast@autopilotscars.com.
Bore off.
If you have to get tools out of a toolbox to fix something on a car.
Not fix, adjust.
Does that count as a breakdown? I'm genuinely curious.
Okay.
Please email in.
Okay, how about this? A piano, a grand piano. It loses its tone a little bit and you just have to go in there with a, you know, 10 mil socket or whatever you do to do pianos and just tweak it. Does that mean that at that point the piano was broken or does it need a little...
It's broken down. The piano broke down.
No, it didn't break
down. You have
down.
To call
it
the AA
just needs
piano
a little tweet.
Service.
And but we just need a little tweet for Dell because, you know,
if Dell just needed a bit of tuning, but it didn't need tuning. It needed parts taking off back on.
No, a bolt needed tuning to be tighter, to make the belt tighter. And then the coolant needed tuning because it was too old. And it wasn't...
Well, we think it was that. We don't really know what it was.
And then the thermostat
anymore.
Needed tuning because it just found out it was non-existent.
It doesn't exist. Yeah. But yeah, I'm really excited for our return leg home.
Mm. Yep.
I love driving at like 60, 70 miles an hour. He's great. Yep. And yeah, I can't wait for you guys to see the video because we've done a lot of adventuring and...
It's been very funny.
It's been really funny. Mm. It's been really... And it's been good for us three, just the three of us, just to get away.
Yep. Yeah.
Just rekindle...
I agree with that.
Rekindle our love for each other.
Mm.
And for me to get my new job as personal trainer.
That's
so
not happening.
Let's start now.
The last thing I'm doing is taking training advice from that.
Do you know, I am curious.
I'm curious about what
you just said there with the whole... message us, email us about the whole stripped back adventures.
Yeah.
Because like this one is literally just the three of us. There's no support car. There's no camera car. There's extra crew, whatever.
Yeah, I like
this. It's literally
just
me and you guys, me filming, blah, blah, blah. Let us know. Is that something you would like to see more
of? I mean, the only thing we miss out on are the nice car-to-car shots, right? On
the tracking.
I admittedly, it's a
bit more stressful on my side of things because I'm filming as well as doing the route and doing all of that stuff and everything. So...
But that's your stress. That's not our stress.
There we go. Yeah,
you're
okay.
Seeing someone to deal with your stress. So So there you go.
Okay,
there
brilliant.
You just get more sessions.
Jesus Christ.
Is that going well? Oh, for crying out loud. Are the sessions going well?
Yeah, it is actually really
lots of people are asking
I cannot recommend
sessions.
It enough. Yeah. Really, really,
good.
Really helps dealing with very stressful people.
Mm. Don't you dare look
Don't
at me.
Look at me.
I looked at him.
Sorry, we'll end this at some point. We're just rambling at the moment. Yeah, go on.
I'd just like to remind you of something that happened at Tom Lemphill's party. You admitted something.
Oh.
You looked me in the eye.
Oh my God.
Give me a clue.
Do you know? This was circumstantial evidence.
Oh, no.
And cannot be used in a court of law.
Please.
You looked me
in
the eye.
He was inebriated.
Because this is detrimental. You've defamed me. You're now going to get defamed.
You are defamed.
Go on, say
There have been some stresses recently.
Some?
And I said to you,
yeah, go on.
Does this mean that I am no longer your most stressful friend?
Yeah, What did I say?
And I said, does Rory take the crown?
Yep. What did I say?
And you said, yes.
Yes, I did. Yes, I looked you deep
so
in the eye.
So you are the most stressful friend.
Do you know what it is? It's because I'm like a mirror and I just show it up to him. And then he looks back
at it. Oh, he's like a mirror. That's why I'm admitting I'm fat. Yeah.
But yeah, Rory is now the most stressful friend.
I'll give you that, yeah. Actually, no, you took the crown again
when
you forgot your passport.
Because I rectified that and I made sure that we weren't late.
No. Rory made sure we weren't late.
Mm.
Because he had to buy a £300 Flexi Plus ticket on the train.
If it weren't for me forgetting my passport, the ferry would have sunk.
Okay. Right, okay. Question, who's your most stressful friend?
But out of you two?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Answer this wisely.
Me? Yeah. How dare you?
Well, there's a go. Mm. Both of us are now saying it's you.
What? No, I'm not happy with this.
You stressed me out.
You shut your mouth. Right, we've been talking for an hour now. Thank you very much for watching with your eye holes and listening with your ear holes. This has been the Podcast 60. We're now going to drive 720 miles home.
Yep.
In a vehicle full of stress, apparently.
Yeah.
So why don't you
full
two just...
Full of fat and stress.
Yeah, why don't you two just sit in the back here and have a little confab and I'll be up front just driving. Yeah. Because I don't want to be around this negativity and defamation.
Choppy, choppy driver.
And for everyone, have a fantastic Christmas if you celebrate. And yeah, hope you enjoy the time off with your families.
Merry Chrysler, everyone.
Merry Chrysler, indeed. And with that, thank you very much. We will see you and listen to you with our ear holes and eye holes next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
I am not your most stressful.
You are.
Oh my God, you really are.